The Arkansas General Assembly this session passed several new laws concerning public school choice in Arkansas. Both have been controversial. Ozark's at-largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Charter schools first appeared on the state education landscape when the Arkansas Public Charter Schools Act was passed by the General Assembly in 1999. Charter schools are publicly funded, independently operated, experimental schools. Some are focused on the arts, some on technology, others on college prep. Across 239 public school districts, Arkansas counts 18 open enrollment public charter schools, open to any student across districts, with entry based on a blind lottery system. Arkansas also has 14 conversion charter schools. Those serve students within specific districts. Compared to some states, Arkansas has approved a limited number of charters. By comparison, Texas counts 571, California more than 1,000. Arkansas charter schools are accountable to the Arkansas Board of Education for academic results and fiscal practices. Charter school contracts must be renewed every 5 years. Until now, the State Board of Education had sole oversight and authorizing power, choosing which charters would live or die. But a new law passed by the Arkansas legislature changes that. Phyllis Stewart is chief of staff for the Arkansas Department of Education.
In the past, the Board of Education conducted the hearings for charter schools when a charter made application, you know, an entity made application to open a charter school. The State Board of Education was the authorizer. This legislation transfers that to the Department of Education. So that means the Department of Education will conduct those hearings. Now, there's a provision in Act 509 that allows, you know, we would take these to the State Board for final approval. The Board could say, State Department, we don't agree with you. We want to conduct our own hearing. So that provision is still in there.
Originally, Republican State Representative Mark Viviano, District 46, Searcy, filed the bill to create a 5-member independent charter school commission, removing the power entirely from the Department of Education to energize what he characterized as a lethargic charter authorization process. That concept was cut. And Phyllis Stewart said the state has evolved efficiencies as a charter authorizer outside of the Arkansas Board of Education.
Well, a few years ago, or maybe a couple of years ago, the department began what we call our Charter Review Council. Prior to that, it was just an internal group from within the department that reviewed those applications and then presented to the board the application, and the board had to conduct a more thorough evaluation of the application, and then, you know, they would vote to authorize it or not. A couple of years ago, Dr. Kimbrell instituted the Charter Review Council, and so we have streamlined the process to somewhat.
But under the new law, the former review council will dissolve, and a new review panel will be appointed by Commissioner Kimbrell, likely with some of the same players, Phyllis Stewart said. The Education Department will conduct deeper reviews, again subject to the Education Board as the appellate body. Arkansas is among 5 states with just 1 authorizing entity. California has more than 300. Authorizers can range from universities, nonprofits, independent chartering boards, local or state education agencies, and even municipalities. Out of 50 million American K-12 students, more than 2 million attend a charter school. 9 states, including Alabama, Vermont, and Montana, bar them altogether. In Arkansas, 12,691 students out of nearly 472,000 participate in school choice. Also enacted this session is the Public School Choice Act of 2013. Act 1227 repeals the Public School Choice Act of 1989. That law was struck down in federal court last year as unconstitutional, with a U.S. district judge citing that race should not be at issue. The decision is currently under appeal. Certain Arkansas schools, especially in Pulaski County, operate under court-ordered desegregation. Arkansas Department of Education Chief of Staff Phyllis Stewart said the 2013 version expands school choice options.
Yes, Public School Choice Act of 2013 is for out-of-district transfers. Schools that believe they are operating under a desegregation court order can choose to opt out of this process. They have to file with the Department of Education their resolution, you know, asking to be exempt from this process. The department would then post those that have said that they need to be exempt from the process on our website so that parents and other school districts could see that these districts are not participating in the choice.
The new law does limit the number to 3% of any district's student population. The originating bill was sponsored by Republican State Senator Johnny Key from Mountain Home. Act 1227 went into effect April 16th. So far, five districts, including Camden, Fairview, Blytheville, El Dorado, and Hope, have requested exemption from the law, which will expire in 2 years, to accommodate the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeal decision. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
This week, Mark Sanford, the same guy who skipped out in the governor's office to see his Argentine mistress while saying he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, just got elected to Congress. How did he do it? By putting together a coalition of staunch conservatives and fans of our show. I'm Peter Segal with a big thanks for the material on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, tomorrow morning at 9 on KUAF.